stop dimming your light. And it's something I've struggled with. It's something that I've been through. But actually, this isn't about other people. This is about you. People don't know where your boundaries start, where they end, because there are no boundaries. They can come in as and when they want because you think it's okay. But when you start developing your worth, start to grow and heal and understand that actually I am worthy of so much more here, you start to implement boundaries. Hi, my name is Dr. Lalita, and welcome back to another episode of Therapized. And this episode is for those of you who want to stop being a nice girl. And what do I actually mean by that? I mean that if you are someone who is sick and tired of being there for everyone else, but when it comes to you, there's no one there. If you are someone who feels like or presents as having it all together, and often people think that you're okay when really you're not. If you are someone who's always there and making sure that you will be available and make time, but when it comes to you, there's no one else there. What's that about? What's going on? Well, this episode, we're going to deep dive into this, but we're also going to look at five different ways to stop being the nice girl, to stop showing up and trying to be there for everyone else, because what happens to you in all of that? That's what we're going to be doing, talking about today. So let's get going. Now, before we get into it and start looking at the ways that we can really stop being this nice girl, there's nothing wrong with being nice. I need to just mention that. But when that nice is people disrespect you, people don't really see you because people don't realize that there's something else going on for you. When it impacts on you feeling exhausted, burnt out, tired, withdrawn, isolated, lonely, all of these things can be going on. And if being nice means that you forget about your needs, you forget about what's important to you, then we need to do something about that. Because you might not be able to say no or to put your own needs first because you may not know how to. So where did you learn? If we go deeper into this, where did you learn to be nice? Where did you learn that you need to put everyone else's needs first? Where did you learn that your needs don't matter? Because that's what is a lot of what this is about the relationship that you hold with yourself. And someone once said to me, they said, I don't want to be needed for the sake of being needed. I want to be respected and seen for who I am. And that really stayed with me. Because often when you are nice, you're too busy thinking about the other person. But that also means then that you are giving permission to be treated in a certain way. People learn that, oh, that nice person, their door's always open. I can go and knock on it at any point I want and everything will be fine. They'll open the door. And that's where the beauty of you need people, you need to teach people how to treat you. Because in the world that we live in, just because you do it for others doesn't mean that they're going to do it for you. We need to start expressing our needs. And often when you're a nice person, you worry about conflict. You worry about upsetting someone else. You worry about what could happen. Or I don't want this person to have these big emotions. If I can take them away, then I will. So where did you learn to do that? Often this stems back to childhood and it goes back into a place where we once learned that our parents can't manage these big emotions, so I'll make it better for them. But by doing that, you become very hypervigilant, very focused on everyone else's needs, where you notice the small changes in people because you're so focused on, I don't want them to feel these big emotions, so I will manage it for them. I'll fix it. I'll be the caregiver. I'll look after them. And you became good at that. And that's essentially being nice, is you forget about your own needs. And it becomes about putting everyone else first. But if we go back into the past of where this started, often it does stem back from our caregivers, our attachments, where we learned that they weren't able to manage big emotions and we thought we can do it by making it better. But by doing that, we disrespect ourselves. We allow people to breadcrumb us, to throw us pieces and think that's okay. Whereas deep down, you know it's not okay. But you've learned that I need to be nice. I need to be nice. But when you see someone struggling with an emotion, or if you say no to someone, often what can happen is you have a big emotion like guilt, where you feel bad. You may have or feel shame. And what happens when you feel these emotions? You don't know how to deal with them. So sometimes being nice is also an avoidance of our own emotions. It's something that we're trying to avoid because we don't know how to sit in these emotions. But what we do know is be nice. And if we're nice, then the other person doesn't have to have this reaction, then I don't have to have this reaction. But is that really living true to what feels authentic to you? And this isn't about me saying, don't be a nice person. This is me about saying, yeah, be nice. I have boundaries with that. And the boundaries are there to keep you safe. So the rest of this episode now, I'm going to dive deeper and look into 5 different things that you can do to stop being a nice girl and start focusing more on what feels true to you. How do you want to live life? So join me now as we explore 5 actionable steps to stop being the nice girl and just start living life on your own terms. So 1, stop avoiding conflict. Because when we are avoiding conflict, what we're really doing is I'm uncomfortable with this. And what happens is we shy away from confrontation to maintain a version of peace that we think is peace, or harmony that we think is harmony, but it's not, because it often leads to us suppressing your own needs and feelings. So we hit this sort of space and it's like, oh, I don't want to do this. I don't want this confrontation. I don't like this feeling that it brings up in me. So we ignore that. We leave it. We suppress it down. But as we do that, what ends up happening is we're just ignoring our own needs, our own feelings. So what we want to do instead is we want to embrace healthy conflict resolution, strategies that allow you to assert yourself respectfully and stand up for what you believe in. But you also need to remember that there's going to be some people where you try to communicate what's going on for you. And when you try to communicate, they may not understand what's going on. And as a result of that, you may notice that and then think, oh, I better not speak out here, or I better not cause any problems here. But by you also doing that, are you then also suppressing parts of you down? So just because the other person doesn't understand doesn't mean that you ignore your own needs, your own feelings. It might mean that that person doesn't understand, but you give yourself space, time to sit, to reflect, to understand what's going on here, to become more aware of, I notice that this person doesn't understand what I'm trying to articulate because they might be in a different place on their journey. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to shut myself down. That doesn't mean that I'm going to avoid something. We can still put in boundaries and look after ourselves in that way. Because if we don't do that, how are we honoring and respecting what our needs are? Instead, we allow. And people think it's okay to treat you in that way. And you may think, oh, but I'm just being nice. And other people would do this for me. But the truth is, we all live life based on our own experiences. And the way that you see nice and respectful and being there for someone else doesn't necessarily mean that that's how they are going to be for you. That's a hard truth in life. Now, when we move on to 2, it's stop waiting for others to see you, to respect you. If you become that little girl who's so afraid of causing any conflict or creating any sort of big emotion for other people, you may think, oh, I'm just going to carry on being nice until someone loves me enough or someone cares for me or someone respects me. But if you carry on waiting, you're going to be waiting all your life, because people think that that's what, or that's how they can treat you. They're going to keep showing up in that way unless you tell them. No one's here as a mind reader. No one knows what you need. And if you're not communicating that, but deep down, there's a part of you that is waiting for others to see you. Are you being authentic to yourself? Are you being true to yourself in what you need? Or is there a part of you that's like being inauthentic, where you're showing up being nice, but deep down, you're yearning something completely different? And how do you communicate that to someone else? How do you let them know that this is what you're looking for? To do that, it's sitting and giving yourself time first and giving yourself the space to understand what are your needs. Because often when you grow up being that nice girl, what ends up happening is you're so focused on everyone else around you. You don't even realize that you have needs. You don't even know. And sometimes when I'm working with individuals, I'll say, like, I didn't realize I could think in this way for myself. Because all my life, I haven't been. I've just been focusing on everyone else. So when you are looking and secretly wanting people to notice you, how long are you going to keep living like that where you're so focused on everyone else? And actually, ultimately, what you're doing is you're looking for yourself. You're wanting and realizing that only you have yourself in your corner. And if you keep waiting for someone else to come in your corner, how long are you going to wait for that? Because people might think, oh, you're fine. You don't need anything. You've got everything under control, that I don't need to go there. But if we let people know that this is what's going on, then something can be done about it. But again, it's going back into ourselves to understand, what is it that I need to then be able to communicate that outwards? And sometimes what can happen is you fall into a trap of seeking this validation and approval from others, waiting for them to recognize your worth. But your true empowerment, it comes from within you. So stop waiting for others to see you, to respect you, and start owning your worthiness. Set boundaries. Assert your needs and demand the respect that you deserve, regardless of other people's opinions. And if strong emotions come up for you, learn to sit in these big emotions, because that's where you're learning. That's where your growth happens. Because yeah, you can be great, like trying to support everyone else, and it's nice to be supportive. But if it comes at an expense of your well-being, then it's time to renegotiate how you're showing up. And now we move nicely to number three, which is stop people pleasing. And people pleasing, we see it as being a common trait for nice girls to be driven by a desire to be liked, to be accepted by others. But constant prioritizing other people's needs, what happens? It leads to resentment, burnout, isolation, disconnection, frustration, confusion of who you are because you're so focused on everyone else. But what about you? What do you need? Because if you keep being that yes person, yes, 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 I'll do this, I can do this, I can do this, and always making sure that you find a way, where does that leave you? And you might find that, well, yeah, I don't mind doing all of these things. I like to be needed. That's great if that's where you are in life. If you want to be needed and you feel, well, I don't really feel like I'm feeling resentful. I like doing things for others. That's okay. But when it comes to a point where it starts bringing up other emotions for you, that's where you want to start looking into this a little bit deeper and start noticing, okay, what is this that's coming up for me? Because if you're constantly prioritizing others, it can leave you feeling exhausted. But sometimes we keep ourselves busy as well. Busy, busy, busy. Because then you don't have that time with yourself. You don't have the time to be sitting in your own thoughts. And it's an avoidance strategy to keep you busy, to keep you needed, because it becomes this external validation that you're seeking to allow yourself to be like, see, I do feel enough. But to break free from the cycle of people pleasing is learning to say no. And that's not saying, right, I'm going to say no to everything. No, that's not what I'm saying. Learning to say no is about you prioritizing what's important to you. So if, for example, you've got 5 different friends asking you to meet throughout the week, and you know that your time is limited because you've got some big projects that you're involved in, but there's a part of you that's like, but I don't want to say no, because if I say no, then what if they get upset with me? What if then I lose my friends? And you start thinking worst case scenario. But the truth is, if you have a very long week and it's going to be difficult to meet one of your friends, how about explaining that to your friend and just saying, look, I've got a really busy week that's going on this week. Can we reschedule for another day? But if we don't set that boundary and we're always available, you're then left exhausted this week now because you're focused on trying to fit everything into the diary, trying to work late, trying to finish your projects, feeling exhausted. And are you really showing up fully? Or is there a part of you that's like, oh, I can't wait to get home because I can do this and I can do this? And how is that then allowing yourself to develop these really meaningful connections? Because you may just be doing things for a tick box. So sit with your intention. What's your intention? Why are you saying yes? Why are you saying no? What's going on behind that? Are you pleasing because you're afraid of what they might say? And again, is that us avoiding confrontation? Is that us avoiding this fear of losing our friends? And this is where prioritizing self-care is also so important. So when we stop people-pleasing, what we're doing is we're learning to tune inwards into ourselves, noticing what's going on for you, to then be able to move and look at things externally. But if we're looking externally to fill the cup within us, that's exhausting. That's hard. That becomes a never-ending cup that we just need to keep filling, filling, filling from the external world. But when our cup is full from within, then we can choose with intention what's going on around us. It's a really powerful way of living. Introducing our exclusive newsletter, your weekly dose of inspiration, insights, and empowerment. Each week, we deliver curated content straight to your inbox. And this is designed to help you navigate life's challenges and thrive. Join our community of like-minded individuals who are committed to personal growth and self-discovery. Subscribe now to start your journey towards a happier, more fulfilling life. Don't miss out. Number four, stop dimming your light. Learn to stand in your power. And often nice girls, they don't want to stand in their power because they feel like, but I'm being big-headed, or I'm being too much, or I'm taking up space, or I'm being a burden doing this, or what are people going to be thinking of me if I stand in my power? So what ends up happening? You sit back because you're afraid of being too much, but that goes straight back into maybe once upon a time you were told you were too much. Maybe once upon a time you were told to stay humble. Don't show up too big because you don't want to scare other people or brighten your light too much because it might impact on other people. But can you see what this is all about? Other people, other people, other people. So are you choosing to dim yourself, downplay your achievements, your talents to avoid appearing boastful or intimidating? And if so, it's time to really embrace your strengths and shine brightly. Because the imposter within you is going to be screaming at you and saying, don't be like this, or don't be too much, or don't be take up space. But no, you are going to take up space because you're worthy. You can take up space. You can shine as you are. You don't need to fit in with everyone else because we are all uniquely beautiful. But if we keep trying to focus on, I need to be nice though. I don't want other people to feel like I'm outshining them or that I'm taking up too much space. So let me do this. Let me do this. Let me do this. Let me do this. So look how focused we become on the space that we take on board in everyday life, the decisions we make, the opportunities that we may take, because there's a part of us that wants to downplay and stay in the shadows. Because if we stay in the shadows, we're safe. But if you start shining, guess what? People start to see you. You become more vulnerable because people can then start seeing that you're different. But that's the conflict within us, because there's a part of you that wants to be seen, but a part of you that doesn't. And this is where it all plays out in high functioning anxiety as well, because you will present as high functioning, but do you really believe that you are successful? Do you really believe that you are beautiful as you are? Or is there a part of you that's always craving the next thing, the next thing, the next thing? Because we don't know how to truly stand and be visible in our light. And being visible is also about that fear of what will people say if I'm truly visible as I am. If I show up as being me, and it's something I've struggled with, it's something that I've been through where stepping into my power, I was like, I can't do that. I can't do this. I can't do that. Like, what are people going to be thinking? Or how is this going to come about with other people? And you get caught in that mindset. But actually, this isn't about other people. This is about you. We have this one life here. We have one life where we get to live and experience the world in the way that we want. But if we keep choosing to stay dimmed down because that's what keeps us safe, are we really, truly living and experiencing the world in the way that we can. And what's going to come after that? The next thing, the next thing. So if there is resistance there to really stepping into your light, I want you to sit with that resistance. Just like I did, I sat with that. Like, what is this about? What is it that stops me from really taking that step and being visible? What is this fear? What is this anxiety that comes up? Because that's what is happening. There's an element of don't take up space. And this is where you go subconsciously into what is it that's navigating how you are showing up. And that's where you grow, you learn, you develop. And that's the beauty of life, is where we're constantly growing. We're constantly evolving and learning more about ourselves if we choose to. Otherwise, we stay stuck. We stay stuck in our patterns thinking, I can't do this. I can't do this. I don't want to do this. But we have to sit with resistance. If we don't, how will we grow? And it's remembering that your unique gifts, they deserve to be recognized and celebrated. And actually, by you showing up and being in your light, who else does that give permission to? And that word permission, give yourself permission to shine. Who's stopping you from giving yourself that permission, or what's stopping you? Really powerful to sit with that. And let's move to number five. Number five is stop settling for less, which fits in nicely with stepping into your light. Now, the way that I usually explain this is, imagine if there is a biscuit. So you have this biscuit now and someone's just given you a few crumbs and you're like, yeah, don't worry, I'll take this. Or someone's just given you just a small amount and you're like, yeah, I'll deal with this. Now, often we accept the crumbs because that's what we feel like we deserve. Now, everything around us comes from that relationship that we hold with ourselves, which is ultimately about how we see ourselves. And if you see yourself as not being good enough, not being worthy, not being lovable, not being like you deserve care from others, that's what you're going to attract, because that's what you're giving out. So if someone comes to you and they just keep dropping you crumbs, you're going to keep picking up the crumbs thinking, yeah, but that's okay, because at least I've got the crumbs. Because that's what you feel like you're deserving of. But this goes back into your inner child. This goes back into, where is it that your inner child learned that this is all you're deserving of? Because that part of you keeps showing up in everyday life. And this is essentially where you learn to be nice. If I'm nice enough, then maybe someone will give me a few more crumbs. If I'm nice enough, then maybe someone will give me a little bit more. So when people do give you crumbs, it's like this, oh, I'm seen. People see me. See, they do care for me. See, they do love me. See, I am worthy. But that's then people learning to treat you in that way. Like, oh, if I throw a few crumbs here, she'll pick them up. Or if I keep knocking on this door, I don't even need to knock anymore. I could just walk straight through. But that becomes your space and your boundaries. And people don't know where your boundaries start, where they end, because there are no boundaries. They can come in as and when they want, because you think it's okay. But when you start developing your worth, your start falling into a space where you start to grow and heal and understand that actually I am worthy of so much more here, you start to implement boundaries. You start to settle for just less than you deserve, because you realize I'm worthy and I am deserving of so much more here. So whether it's relationships, your career, your personal fulfillments, you don't need to accept less than what you deserve out of fear of rocking the boat or causing conflict or what are people going to be thinking. You deserve happiness, fulfillment, and success. And don't be afraid to pursue your dreams and demand what you're worthy of. Because if you don't teach people how to treat you, they are going to keep coming into your space, because they don't know any different. And this is where it's important for you to acknowledge what's going on within you and using the world around you as your learning, using the world around you as you developing tools to understand, what is this all about? Why is this bringing this up for me? Why do people feel like they can treat me in this way? Or why do I feel like I'm always the person who's taken for granted for? Like, why? Where does this come from? Just sitting with these things can give you so much more insight into what's going on and allowing yourself to be treated in a very different way. So now that we have gone through the five different things to stop doing in order to be this nice girl, I want to just go over some of the common traits associated with being the nice girl or the good girl. So number one is people pleasing. If you always prioritize other people's needs and feelings over your own, often at the expense of your own personal well-being, are you living for you? Or are you living to be nice, to be good? And what is that really about? Number two is avoidance of conflict. Like if you're constantly trying to keep the peace and avoiding confrontation, even if it means suppressing your own emotions or your own needs, that's you showing up as being the nice girl, the good girl, because it's all about everyone else and you are afraid of rocking this boat. Again, if you're seeking external validation and relying on others' approval and validation to feel worthy or accepted, that's you being the nice, the good girl. If you struggle to say no because you don't want to assert a boundary or decline requests because what if they don't come back? That's you then leading to this overcommitment and burnout and isolation because you don't want to assert this boundary. When you are constantly putting others first, you're sacrificing your own needs, your desires, your aspirations because you're prioritizing the happiness and the comfort of others, always putting them first. And when you self-sacrifice, you're willing to put or sit in your own discomfort or your own being unhappy for the sake of maintaining harmony in relationships at the expense of yourself. I'll keep the peace, put my head in the sand and pretend that I'm not hurting here when really I am. But I want to come across like I'm being the good girl because I don't want to upset anyone. And when you diminish your own achievements, your own success, you're downplaying, you're minimizing it, because you feel like I don't want to appear like I'm boastful or intimidating. When you're worried about disappointing others and experience anxiety or guilt at the thought of letting others down or failing short or expectations, because if you are, you're going to be worried about what people are going to be thinking if I'm not there for them. Truth is, if you're not there for someone, someone can talk to you. You can talk through things. There's nothing wrong with having a conversation when you're not able to do something. So just to go over here, when you're breaking free from being this good girl persona, it's a journey of like self-discovery and empowerment because you're embracing conflict. You're owning your worth. You're stepping into your light. You're setting boundaries. You're celebrating your strengths and you're demanding what you deserve because you are worthy of it. And you can step into your power and live life on your own terms. Without feeling that you're being too much, that you're shouldn't be taking up this space. Because who said that? You are now your adult version of you. And you make the choices that you want. And no one is going to come and rescue you. It's not anyone else's job to. This is about you learning to develop these tools, learning to sit in these big emotions. So my name's Lalita. I'm a psychologist. And I hope that you found this podcast episode useful in helping you to understand what this good girl persona looks like, helping you to understand that you can break free from this and the reasons that stop you from breaking free. And I look forward to seeing you on the next episode. Take care of yourself and remember, keep shining. Don't dim yourself for others. Take care. Bye-bye.
Hey there. Are you ready to take your personal growth journey to the next level? I'm really excited to announce that my new online course is finally here. And in this course, we deep dive into topics we explore on this podcast, but with even more in-depth lessons, practical exercises, and personalized guidance. Don't miss out on this opportunity to invest in yourself and unlock your full potential. Enroll now and join me on this life-changing journey.